بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, when we think about the life of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and think about things that he stands out for, one of the most powerful stories is the story about the time. It is one story especially which is narrated about the time just before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made Hijrat. And the story is that a person watching, he saw this man in the plain of Mina, where the Hajis are camped after Hajj, and this man is going from tent to tent, and every place he goes to, every tent that he goes to, he is repulsed. They reject him, they push him away, he is not welcomed anywhere. And then towards the middle of the day, when the sun is the hottest, he comes and sits near his own tent in the shade of a rock. And his daughter comes out from the tent with some water, and she gives him some water to drink, and she wipes his blessed face with a cloth, and she says, "Oh my father, what have they done to you?" And she is obviously very sad to see the state of her father, because he is exhausted, he is covered in dust, and there is nothing to show for his effort. And at that time he says to her, he says, oh my daughter, by the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this message of Islam will enter every temporary or permanent house, will enter every house made of brick or skin in the whole world. He says, have no fear, this message will enter every house, whether it's a temporary house, a temporary dwelling, or a permanent dwelling, this message will enter. And those, in another hadith he said, those who accept it will honor themselves by that, and those who reject it will humiliate themselves by that. But the message will enter every single place. Now to me, this is one of the most inspiring stories of the seerah, because here is Rasulullah facing what can only be called by one word, which is defeat. What else do you call something? You make a lot of effort and there is no result. And alhamdulillah, your effort is not made to show the world, your effort is not made for any purpose other than to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have not left any stone unturned, you have sweated and you have prayed for it, and you made dua for it, and you cried before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and whatever it required, that effort you made. Despite that, at the end of that, there is no success, as would be defined if you began, supposing you had a conversation with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the beginning of this, and you say, what would you like to see? What is your key deliverable in this whole exercise? What would he say? That I should be rejected? No. What I would like to see is that I should be accepted, that this message should be accepted, that people should enter Islam, that people should accept La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. This is what he would say. But it did not happen. And it did not happen not because he did not make enough effort, it did not happen because he had no ikhlas, it did not happen because he did not spend enough time and money and energy and none of those things. He fulfilled, he ticked all the boxes, he fulfilled every requirement of it, yet there was no result. At the point that at which I am referring to, there was no result. Yet he does not lose hope. He does not lose hope, he does not despair. And the statement that he makes is a statement that is made with complete certainty. It is made with such certainty that you have to actually question and say, really, when was he in touch with reality or what? I mean, couldn't he see what was happening? Is it possible that he could not see the situation that he was in? How then could he make a statement like this, to say that this message will reach every temporary or permanent dwelling in the world? What is your data? How do you say that? What is the grounds on which you say such a thing? What is the answer to that? This is the meaning of Iman bil Ghaib. This is the meaning of Tawakkul ala Allah. Tawakkul ala Allah is this, which is to make complete effort and then to have total faith in eventual success. This is the definition of resilience. To make all the effort and to have complete faith in your eventual success, even though the circumstances or the conditions or the situation at the time do not support that assumption. So effectively, you are ignoring your current reality because you are focused on your ultimate goal to that extent. Making the full effort, which means you recognize the challenge and you are doing the best to meet it, and yet not losing hope, having complete faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in the success of your mission, even though there is no data to support that. It may sound difficult or not, but the point is that this is, to me, the challenge that anybody has. If you want to achieve any great goal, this is what you have to do. Make the full effort. Don't get distracted. Don't lose courage. Don't lose hope. And continue. The example I always think about is that of small birds, especially ground nesting birds. Because ground nesting small birds are especially vulnerable to all kinds of threats. I mean, all small birds are vulnerable to threats, but birds which nest in trees and so on, you know, they can find a nice cozy place and they are protected from the environment and they are protected from other things to some extent, not entirely, because the main predators that prey on them, which is snakes as well as reptiles, lizards, monitor lizards and so on, they also climb trees. But to that extent, the bird is, you know, protected. But ones that are ground nesting ones, they are totally open. But if you look at them, and it's not that nothing happens, things happen to them. I mean, the adult bird may not be caught, but definitely the eggs and the chicks are completely and totally vulnerable. And that is how lizards live. That's how snakes live. So, which means that they are able to catch them and they are able to feed on them. And that's how they survive. Yet, if you think about that bird doesn't go into depression, it doesn't despair, it doesn't commit suicide. That bird, all that bird does is, it will mourn. You can see the bird is upset. But after that, what does it do? It builds another nest. It lays some more eggs. It continues to do what it has been created to do. It continues to work on its path. It continues to make effort to achieve its goal. And what is the goal? What does happen at the end of the day, if you look at the whole picture and say, well, you know, have small birds become extinct? There are no ground nesting birds anymore because they all got eaten. No, they thrive. They thrive. Even though setbacks happen, even though disasters happen, even though some of them die, but overall, they are not in any danger. They are not extinct, they are not endangered species, they are fine. Alhamdulillah. And that is the whole secret, so-called, of success, is to continue to make your best effort, no matter what the circumstances and situation may look like. You continue to do what you have been created to do. You continue to do that with your fullest and total enthusiasm, fullest and total energy, fullest and total dedication, fullest and total sincerity, with complete ikhlas to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You just continue to do that, and you have tawakkul on Allah. You have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then fulfill what He created you for and what He intended. And we see that with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. No matter how many people want to criticize Islam, no matter how many people want to do what they want to do, nothing is new. Whatever is happening in the name of Islam or to Muslims today in this world, this and worse happened before. But it did not stop the spread of Islam. It did not stop the message of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nothing happened. Things continued. And all those who fought against Islam and all those who maligned Islam and all those who attacked Islam fell by the wayside. Nobody knows them anymore. Nobody cares about them anymore. Nobody remembers them anymore. Nobody honors them anymore. But Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is honored, he is remembered, he is loved, and he is followed by people who had nothing whatsoever to do with him, who were not from his tribe, who were not from his community, not from his race, not from anything, but people who loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his message and his mission, which is Islam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live our lives with positivity, with dedication, with sincerity, focused only on one thing, which is to please Him, Jalla Jalaluhu. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.